or Father Paul C.B. Schneck, Director of the Formation Program for the Permanent Diaconate for the Diocese of Harrisburg as soon as possible. The Knights will be providing free hamburgers, hot dogs, and drinks after the 5 p.m. Mass on Saturday, July 25th at the new school on Sand Hill Road. We hope you can join us. Prayer to end coronavirus. Jesus Christ, you traveled through towns and villages, curing every disease and illness. At your command, the sick were made well. Come to our aid now in the midst of the global spread of the coronavirus, that we may experience your healing love. Heal those who are sick with the virus. May they regain their strength and health through quality medical care. Heal us from our fear, which prevents nations from working together and neighbors from helping one another. Heal us from our pride, which can make us claim invulnerability to a disease that knows no borders. Be with those who have died from the virus. May they be at rest with you in your eternal peace. Be with the families of those who are sick or have died as they worry and grieve. Defend them from illness and despair. May they know your peace. Be with the doctors, nurses, researchers, and all medical professionals who seek to heal and help those affected and who put themselves at risk in the process. May they know your protection and peace. Be with the leaders of all nations. Give them the foresight to act with charity and true concern for the well-being of the people they are meant to serve. Give them the wisdom to invest in long-term solutions that will help prepare for or prevent future outbreaks. May they know your peace as they work together to achieve it on earth. Whether we are home or abroad, surrounded by many people suffering from this illness or only a few, Jesus Christ, stay with us as we endure and mourn, persist and prepare. In place of our anxiety, give us your peace. Jesus Christ, heal us. Amen. The entrance antiphon. See, I have God for my help. The Lord sustains my soul. I will sacrifice to you with willing heart and praise your name, O Lord, for it is good.
Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
My brothers and sisters, prepare ourselves to celebrate these sacred mysteries. Let us call to mind our sins. You are sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy. You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy. You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you. We give you thanks for your great glory. Lord God, Heavenly King, O God, Almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, have mercy on us. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let us pray. Show favor, O Lord, to your servants, and mercifully increase the gifts of your grace, that made fervent in hope, faith, and charity, they may be ever watchful in keeping your commands, through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
A reading from the Book of Wisdom. There is no God beside you who have the care of all, that you need show you have not unjustly condemned. For your might is the source of justice. Your mastery over all things makes you lenient to all. For you show your might when the perfection of your power is disbelieved. And in those who know you, you rebuke temerity. But though you are a master of might, you judge with clemency, and with much lenience you govern us. For power, whenever you will, attends you. And you taught your people by these deeds that those who are just must be kind. And you gave your children good ground for hope, that you would permit repentance for their sins. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Slow to anger, abounding in kindness and fidelity.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, the Spirit comes to the aid of our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought. But the Spirit himself intercedes with inexpressible groanings, and the one who searches hearts knows what is the intention of the Spirit, because he intercedes for the holy ones according to God's will. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus proposed another parable to the crowd, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be likened to a man who sowed good seed in his field. While everyone was asleep, his enemy came and sowed weeds all through the wheat and went off. When the crop grew and bore fruit, and the weeds appeared as well, the slaves of the householder came to him and said, 'Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? Where have the weeds come from?' He answered, 'An enemy has done this.' His slaves said to him, 'Do you want us to go and pull them up?' He replied, 'No. If you pull up the weeds, you might uproot the wheat along with them. Let them grow together until harvest. Then at harvest time, I will say to the harvesters, first collect the weeds and tie them in bundles for burning, but gather the wheat into my barn.' He proposed another parable to them. 'The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that a person took and sowed in a field. It is the smallest of all the seeds. Yet when full grown, it is the largest of plants. It becomes a large bush, and the birds of the sky come and dwell in its branches.' He spoke to them in another parable. 'The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed with 3 measures of wheat flour until the whole batch was leavened.' All these things Jesus spoke to the crowds in parables. He spoke to them only in parables to fulfill what had been said through the prophets, 'I will open my mouth in parables. I will announce what has lain hidden from the foundation of the world.' Then, dismissing the crowds, he went into the house. His disciples approached him and said, 'Explain to us the parable of the weeds in the field.' He said in reply, 'He who sows good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, the good seed, the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the children of the evil one, and the enemy who sows them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the harvesters are angels. Just as weeds are collected and burnt up in fire, so will it be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will collect out of his kingdom all who cause others to sin and evildoers. They will throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Whoever has ears ought to hear the gospel of the Lord." Today, we go back to these parables of the field and the sower and the seeds, like last week, as they were scattered on different soils. Today, we look at
basically how the devil works in our world and plants weeds among us. A very important thing to do for us, you know, as Catholics, we believe in hell. We believe at the end of the age, as Christ says, that we will be separated out. The fruit-bearing wheat and the weeds. So knowing what hell is an important thing, because in our culture and in our world, we get so many false images of it. We see it everywhere, and we really don't understand it. Same with Satan and all these things. I like the image given by St. Catherine of Siena. She had a vision of hell. And she said there's really four pains that come in play at hell. The first one is pain, right? And this is what we always think of when we think of hell. We see fire and brimstone and pain and suffering. But she said that's the smallest of the pains. Though that is suffering, and you do have a physical pain, like how we get cuts or bruises or bumps or worse here on earth, you'll still have those pains in hell. But that's not really the deep pain of hell. The next one, and goes deeper into the pain, is that of seeing the devil. See, on earth, we're really blessed. As humans, we kind of have these innately good things we want to do. Right? When we see someone suffering or someone hurting, we reach out to them. We want to help them. That's why we donate our time and our money to serve those and help those who may be homeless or without food or in need of compassion. Think of St. Teresa of Calcutta and all the wonderful work she did. That's in all of us. It's why we're drawn to her. Well, in hell, there's still people suffering, right? And that these kind of good actions in us, these things that are innately strong in us, become pains because we can't reach out. We can't help those suffering in hell. And kind of the most obvious image of this is Satan. A lot of times in pop culture, Satan is either the suave character or he's a monster. But in reality, Satan is the saddest of creation. He's the weakest of creation. He's poor, decrepled, and he just can't do anything. He's completely separated from God. And that way, when you see him, you want to reach out. No matter who you are, you have a wish that you could save him, you could help him. But in the reality of hell, you can't. And that alone is a suffering. It's really the opposite of the joy of heaven. In heaven, we get to see God's face. We get to be with him completely present. And that brings great joy. In hell, we have the pain of seeing the devil. The next is guilt. This third, even deeper stage pain is the fact that people who go to hell choose it through their actions here on earth, but also in many ways after their death. A lot of ways, a way to look at the separation is that Christ offers us heaven. He offers us so many times here on earth even to look into it. But people turn away from God. Even we fall into sin. Christ offers us confession. The guilt of knowing that the person in hell has put themselves there is a major suffering. Looking back at their lives, looking at the fact that what they have done is permanent. Here on earth, what we do isn't permanent. We can make up for the mistakes we make. It's a wonderful gift of confession, of God's love for us. And the final one, the one that's the hardest, and it's actually one I can't describe to you. It's the fact that God isn't present in hell. It's a gift here on earth that no matter where you go, even in the worst places on earth, places that might even be described as a hell, still have God present. There's still compassion. There's still people working for love. There's still God's beauty of creation all around. So this last one can't even be imagined what a world would be like without God. It's a scary image, and it can kind of be hard to approach and even think about, or frightening to think about. But Christ, that's why he doesn't end his parable with the weeds, right? He talks about the faith the size of a mustard seed, which we all can have. A A faith of the size of mustard seed are those little things you do for Christ. Those little actions in your life when you choose to change a little bit. And you take small steps every day to become better and better and better. A good example is the St. Joan of Arc community. All of us here, if this week we each just did something better, we said, instead of saying something, we were about to say something mean to somebody or be angry with somebody, we calmed ourselves down and we said something nice instead, or we controlled that. Maybe we're about to gossip about somebody and we stop ourselves. Little actions like that. Everybody did that, just one thing this week. We would have encyclopedias of evil that would have never been written, replaced with wonderful deeds. And suddenly what seems to us like, oh, well, I just didn't gossip about this person once, might seem like a mustard seed, becomes a giant bush, this wonderful place where birds nest, joy is found, the beauty of God's creation is seen. That's the faith of a mustard seed. These small actions we take every day to grow. And in that way, we find ourselves being the fruited wheat that calls and gets and is overjoyed to see Christ at the end of the age. So that's my challenge to you this week. Find yourself somewhere. Catch yourself once, at least, and turn that around. Let's have that faith of the mustard seed. Because hell is real. But by even coming here today, you call out the truth that you choose Christ over everything else.
Let us stand together now and profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men, for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and life for the world to come. Amen. Gathered as one, let us bring our prayers before God.
For religious brothers and sisters throughout the world, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That all politicians may work towards peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the end of the coronavirus and the recovery of those who are sick with it, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who were abused by members of the clergy and those who assist with their healing, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For an increase of vocations to the priesthood and religious life, and for those in formation, Thomas Minor, Joseph Gusharowski, Tyler Grudai, and Joel Hammer, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those in need of our prayers, the unborn, the sick, the immigrant, the poor, members of the military, all emergency responders, our sister parish in Haiti, and for peace in our world, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who have gone before us, marked with the sign of faith, especially Linda Nyman, mother of Cindy Mindy, and Henry J. Pikini. We also keep in prayer Alex Camasta, for whom this Mass is offered. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the intentions which we hold in the silence of our hearts. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. God of love, you are patient and kind. Hear these prayers we offer through Jesus Christ, your Son. Amen.
Amen.
Before we begin the Eucharistic liturgy, I just want to say today's a very special day because we actually have five of the members of St. Joan of Arc of Hershey receiving their first Holy Communion today. Brendan, Aria, Avery, Delancey, and Addison. So we welcome you to the Supper of Christ. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and good of all his holy church.
O God, who in the one perfect sacrifice brought to completion varied offerings of the law, accept, we pray, this sacrifice from your faithful servants and make it holy as you blessed the gifts of Abel, so that what each has offered to the honor of your majesty may benefit the salvation of all through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For just as through your beloved Son you created the human race, so also through him with great goodness you formed it anew. And so it is right that all your creatures serve you, all the redeemed praise you, and all your saints with one heart bless you. Therefore we too extol you with all the angels, as in joyful celebration we acclaim.
Who comes in the name of the Lord.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself. Grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, with Saint Joan of Arc, and with all the saints, on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servant, Francis, our Pope, and Ronald, our Bishop, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family, whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who are pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom and power.
Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever."
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed.
The communion antiphon. The Lord, the gracious, the merciful, has made a memorial of his wonders. He gives food to those who fear him.
Just as a note for communion today, we're going to have the first communicants and their families come forward first, and then we'll go to communion as normal. Thank you.
the spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen.
Let us pray. Graciously be present to your people, we pray, O Lord, and lead those you have imbued with heavenly mysteries to pass from former ways to newness of life. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Let us show appreciation to these five new children who have joined us at the session. Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
The Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace.
Thanks be to God.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our defense against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen.
Thank you.
please. Pick you up because good morning.